is obviously started by soil, but you don't have to have a pedocentric version, because if it was only soil, maps would look alike every year, and because soil wouldn't change. So it's the interaction with weather. The interaction with weather, the first next step is positioning the landscape. And I looked at, depending on the zones where you have consistently high yield, they match to have deeper profile and higher water. So the micro scale variability within the field, single variation within the field, they seem to be, I mean, when I do the Midwest analysis, the big picture still comes out, which is positioning the landscape. Now, I couldn't possibly do the emergence through 30 million acres, but it's not far to be able to do that if you want to run the model and understand, you know, basically account for that differences in emergence. So the differences in emergence between the zones is the cause of the low yielding variability, but it's driven by lack of water and different soil type.
So could you say that the areas that are unstable, is that where you just have random effects from year to year of the planter went too deep here or too shallow there? Is that, you know, what explains the...
So one first... That's exactly the goal of the analysis that we're doing. One strong signal, it's in this picture right here, that the low and stable yield are more static processes, basically shallow soil, less water, which at the same time, they will produce less plants per square meter, as I have demonstrated in the low scale. The unstable, entirely driven by weather, because as you can see here, the amount of water in excess causes the instability. Actually, there is a presentation in that we show more details on the fields that we have measured. So we have a lot of plausible explanation, but the uniformity of the stand is certainly a direction that farmers have observed and we're able to capture with grain numbers. How we get it into the model is what we're working on. Okay. Thank you. Next.